Vice President Joe Biden will appear today with his new running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris, who was once his rival for the Democratic presidential nomination. Harris is the first Black and first South Asian American VP candidate on a major party ticket and just the third woman. You may remember Geraldine Ferraro and Walter Mondale, Sarah Palin with John McCain.
And you might remember when, after the killing of George Floyd, another contender, a candidate for president, and someone considered a possibility for VP, Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, announced she would not be seeking the nomination for vice president because she felt Joe Biden needed to pick a woman of color. Senator Klobuchar joins us now. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Robin. It's great to be on.
Well, it sounds like he listened to advice. Your reaction to Joe Biden's choice?
Kamala and I are friends, and sometimes when people run against each other, they don't even talk to each other again. It was much different with us. We became closer friends as the campaign went on, and I am so happy for her. I talked to her yesterday, and I can't wait to see what they will do together, not just as a ticket, but what she will bring to the office of vice president, working side by side with Joe Biden. She knows how to govern.
It's fair to say you were two of the more moderate candidates. You were considered one of the most moderate candidates in the field. You and Kamala Harris, both prosecutors. Is this a missed opportunity to reach out to the progressive wing of the party, especially since it's assumed if they win, she'll be the party's candidate for president in 4 years?
I think, first of all, our party is unified. Look at Bernie immediately in a beautiful endorsement, endorsing Joe Biden. I see unity in our party. And I see in Kamala Harris someone who is progressive. She took on the ban on gay marriage in her state and helped to change the law. She fought big oil. You just go through her record, and she is someone that's standing with people. But I think more than that, right now, we are in the middle of a pandemic, and we need a team that's going to go in there. Those first 100 days are going to be critical. Know how to work with Congress to pass the legislation that we need. Look what's happened right now with the gridlock. And so that's why I'm just so excited about her as a choice.
Well, more questions. As I said, you're both prosecutors. Both came under fire. You for not prosecuting police enough. She for siding too often with police. So some are asking, is she the right choice in a moment when so many are calling for police reform?
She actually led the bill along with my friend Cory Booker. They led a major thoughtful bill on police reform. Unfortunately, the Republicans stopped it in its tracks, but it would have done things like ban chokeholds. And you look at her past, she's been someone that has stood on the side of justice. Do you get criticized when you're in hard jobs, especially as a woman? Of course you do. She and I both know that, as does every woman that's run for office. Kamala can take the criticism. And when I saw what Donald Trump said about her yesterday, instead of just saying, welcome to the race, what does he do? He calls her those words that he has used against women throughout his presidency, nasty, angry. The adjectives I would use to define my friend Kamala Harris, words like tough, words like strong, words like empathetic and someone with experience.
What advice might you give either Kamala Harris or Joe Biden for appealing to voters in the Midwest? You said people want someone with rural policy experience, roots in the Midwest. Now your party has a ticket with two Democrats from liberal coastal areas. What words would you have for them?
I'm looking forward to introducing Kamala to the people of my state. And I know this about both of them. They get that we don't need a president for half of America. We need a president for all of America. Joe Biden has come to Minnesota multiple times. We have wanted him to come to Minnesota. And that's because he has this ability to bring people with him. And you saw it in the primary. You also see it in what's happening in the general election with people like Governor Kasich of Ohio endorsing him, a Republican governor who ran for president. And you see it in the kind of support he gets from union members, from people who have really been hit down by this pandemic. So I'm not one bit worried about how this team is going to do in the Midwest, and I'm looking forward to helping them.
You mentioned, of course, Kamala Harris, a woman, and a tough woman. We remember her line of questioning towards Justice Brett Kavanaugh when he was being vetted for the Supreme Court. President Trump mentioned that. Does she have a particular challenge? I remember when Barack Obama said that he couldn't afford to look like an angry black man, even when any other person in his position would just be angry. Does she also have to worry about being too tough as a woman?
No. What I have seen, and I think what the nation has seen, including in the debates, was someone that has shown grace under pressure. Sure, she's tough. She does her job. And I think one of the hardest things for all women candidates is that is sometimes perceived not as a positive, which it would be in men, but it's perceived as some kind of negative. Someone once said that men can run on their potential, but women run on their record. And if that's true, she's got both things. I just see this as something she has endured for years. I have endured for years. You're used to it, and you just rise above it.
Amy Klobuchar, Democratic Senator from Minnesota, one-time candidate for the role her friend Kamala Harris is now taking, the Democratic nominee for vice president. Senator Klobuchar, thank you so much.
It was wonderful to be on, Robin. See you soon.